Please welcome the Newman String Quartet. Hello, Newman. No, Sarah, why the Newman String Quartet?
Well, the Newman Quartet is one of several endowed chamber music ensembles at Settlement Music School. We are endowed by Ann Newman, so the full name of our quartet is the Ann Newman Advanced Study Scholarship Quartet.
Wow, really trips off the tongue. Really nice. Yeah. Not only that, you came in second at the famous Fischhoff Chamber Music Competition this year. Congratulations. That's a big
Thank
honor.
You.
Sarah, why don't you tell everybody about the amazing music you guys are starting our show off with.
We will be playing the first movement from Claude Debussy's String Quartet in G minor.
Now, Sarah, you have your music? It's on your stand?
Yes.
Tell everybody why I'm asking that.
It was the second round of the Fischhoff competition, semifinals, and we had just finished playing the first two pieces. We were about to begin Puccini, Chrysanthemi, and I went to pull my music out, and it wasn't there. So I checked again, was not there. So I whispered to my quartet, I don't have my Puccini. And they checked their music, it wasn't there either. So I had the score with me, luckily, and I pulled that out and bent the pages for easy turning and went through it. And we made
wow.
it to the finals.
And second prize was a nice finish.
Yes, right.
Nicely done. Okay, when you're ready, and all your music is laid out, you can take it from the top.
Thank you.
Of Debussy's String Quartet, played for us by the Newman Advanced Study String Quartet from the Settlement Music School in Philadelphia. Our 15-year-old violinists, Justine Lamb Budge and Robin Bollinger, our 18-year-old violist, Paul Loria, and our 18-year-old cellist, Sarah Rommel. Justine and Sarah, incidentally, are both recipients of our Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Award. Congratulations on that, ladies. And of course, we mentioned before that you all won second place at the Fischoff competition, a fantastic honor. Paul, what do you think the judges picked up on? What was the special quality about your group? What do you think it was?
Well, personally, I feel that our group has a certain kind of group energy that maybe the other groups, you know, may have or may not have. I think it has a lot to do with, you know, how close we are as friends.
Chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah, good chemistry.
But also, I think it has to do with the fact that we all kind of take responsibility for our own roles and put it together. We're each strong players on our own if we put it all together. You know,
it's a perfect balance, I think, of deference to each other and also a fair amount of profile to each solo part. It's a beautiful unanimity of sound that you guys get. I mean, even in some of the best quartets, sometimes the first violinist thinks, you know, oh, I should be the next Heifetz. The cellist is sitting there, oh, I really want to direct, you know, who knows. But there really seems to be a, you know, an equality and a real surge of energy due to that.
We've known each other for a very long time. I mean, I've known Paul since first grade.
So that must
very
help.
Very long time.
That must help,
and
too.
And we've all known each other and are familiar with each other's playing.
Yeah. So. Robin, don't you want to give a shout out to your coach of this fine group?
Absolutely. Our coach is Mr. Sidney Curtis at the Settlement Music School, and he's very special to all of us. He's especially dear to me because I've known him for most of my life, if not all of it. And he's very deeply committed.
Yeah, you were saying he was a very big part of your win at the Fischoff.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And actually, he gets really emotional, and he's just so attached to all of us, and he expresses it very easily in tears.
But besides that, he's always the first person to go, "Bravo!"
It's great. But when we were at Fischoff, he was too
crying.
Proud of us, so he couldn't yell "Bravo" because he was crying.
Is it true, Justine, that you are the girl who drove over her violin?
That was me. Although I was about 10, so my mom was driving. But yes, it was still my fault, and it was still me. I was going to camp early in the morning. I was exhausted. I had an audition that morning. And so, you know, I pack up my violin, get in the car, and leave the violin outside under the wheel. And didn't realize anything. You know, ran back in the house a couple times, and then we drove over it and made this huge sound, and I immediately knew what it was. My mom just had no idea like what it could be. She didn't think that I would do that. And so we got out of the car, and I see it there, and I start crying. I'm miserable. I'm like, what's gonna happen to me? And my mom started laughing, which was crazy, because I was expecting to be, you know, killed for that, but, you know, she was laughing, so.
Really? And you yourself have become quite famous for this.
Yes,
people
unfortunately.
Come up to you?
Yeah, people just, you know, some people I don't know will just say, "Are you that girl, you know, that did that?" Yeah.
Well, Justine, since you were such a good sport about exploring your embarrassing story, you can tell everybody about Paul's little annoying problem.
Yes. We all appreciate Paul's humor and his talent. However, he has a pretty bad habit of saying the wrong thing quite often. So
all the time.
All the time.
Just kidding.
Really?
So
he means well.
So actually, there's one story in particular. We were at the same camp during the summer, and I had just finished performing the third movement of Sibelius, the violin concerto, and I come off stage and I'm all, you know, I'm gasping for breath and, you know, whatever. He's the first one there, and I'm like, oh, that's nice. He's gonna, you know, say good job. Mm-hmm. And I get off, and he's like, I had no idea how hard that was. And I was like,
it was supposed to be a compliment.
Yeah. It usually is supposed to be a compliment. You can explain yourself.
Paul, what were you thinking?
I really don't know.
He never knows.
Can you understand how Justine could be offended by this? I mean, Sibelius Concerto is hard for us, famously hard, but she was supposed to be making it sound easy, look easy.
Yeah, I see that now.
Now.
But somehow I always manage to say the wrong thing.
Well, we want to help you, my boy. That's why we've prepared a top worst list for you. Okay, these are the top worst things you can say after a performance. And as therapy, we'd like you to read them, Paul. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah?
Okay, number 10.
I didn't know that piece was so hard.
You picked a real classic when you said that one to Justine. Go on, number 9.
Is that really what the composer intended?
Ooh,
ouch.
Really bad. Number 8.
I don't care what anyone else says. I thought you played that well.
Depression and paranoia. That's really nice. Number 7.
Was your dress bothering you?
I've heard that.
God. Number 6.
A really interesting concert.
I think I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
Number 5.
So, do you usually have more people in the audience than that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've definitely had that one before. Number 4.
I love the kind of music you play. It's so relaxing.
Number 3.
Did they give you a chance to warm up?
Oh,
that's a harsh one. That's a harsh one.
You're brutal, Paul. Number 2.
Yeah, really.
I'm just reading.
Very well, too, am I? Number 2.
Don't listen to me. I don't know anything about music.
Yeah.
And the number 1 worst thing to say after a performance is...
Wasn't that the soundtrack for that Visa ad?
Very well done, Paul. I hope we've purged you of those horrible things to say. Yeah.
Thank
and meanwhile, you
thank
guys, just a spectacular performance of that Debussy. Just beautiful.
Thank you.
No wonder
thank
you're
you.
Such winners. Great having
thank
you with
you.
Us. Thanks.
Thank you.
The Newman String Quartet from the Settlement Music School in Philadelphia. Justine Lambudge, Robin Bollinger, the now slightly more sensitive Paul Lariah, and Sarah Rommel.